they'll get them socks. Hey, get them all Pet Rocks, some kind of virtual pet that they will probably let die. They won't even try. Hey, maybe a cake with fruit. Hey, maybe a union suit. Maybe some salad forks. Nah, that's a gift for dorks. But what am I? Me, I guess I'm fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through December. Still, I won't let shopping bring me way down. A gift certificate, some clothes that will not fit, an underwire bra, it's not a hint. I saw that you had none, so I bought you one. Maybe I'll hit the mall. Maybe I'll hit the wall. Maybe I'll stiff them all. Maybe I'll just get small on kosher wine. Mulligan, babe, it's fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through December. Still, I won't let shopping bring me way down.
There they are, Trailer Trash, from Volume 2 of their Trashy Little Christmas thing, called All Lit Up, and just might be my favorite Christmas song of all time. And I do believe on the line we have Dan from the band. Is that true?
Hello?
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for playing that. That was lovely to hear.
Oh, well, we play it every year, ever since I discovered it a number of years back. It's
awesome.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It might be my favorite Christmas song of all time, your version of that one.
Wow. Well, that's quite an honor. Thank you.
Now, you guys, Christmas music isn't the only thing Trailer Trash does, but you certainly seem to do a lot of it.
It has kind of taken us over a little bit, but we 11 out of 12 months out of the year, we're just a honky-tonk roadhouse country western band playing really traditional music, but come December, it's all Christmas.
Crazy. So what is your Christmas to non-Christmas ratio? Like, how much do you play out in the summertime?
We used to have an every week house gig at Lee's every Wednesday night for many years, and for about the last 10, we've been doing the first Friday of every month, and then we play a couple of places elsewhere during the month around town, but a few private parties and things like that. But the first Friday of every month, you can always catch us at Lee's Liquor in downtown Minneapolis.
Wow. And you just wrapped up a full season of Christmas shows, I guess, at Lee's and other places too.
Yeah, we actually have one show left this Friday night, so Ooh. If anybody wants to make the trek down from Winnipeg, we'd love to have you.
And I've seen there's some clips on YouTube. I've seen some footage of shows, and they look like an absolute blast.
They have been awfully fun. I have to admit, the last 2-3 weeks have just been unbelievable. We've started taking the show out of town on little jumps down to Rochester and Northfield, Minnesota. But yeah, mostly we've been in town. But we'd really like to expand it. And if anybody up there in Winnipeg would like to have us next year. Well, it's awfully cold up there during December, isn't it?
Well, you know, generally it is this year. Boy, this year would have been the year to come. It's insanely warm these days. It was above freezing yesterday.
As it was here, we've been having the same nice weather.
Wow, yeah, the ground is, it's covered in snow, but just barely.
We just got a dusting today. It's been clear for about 2 weeks now, and we just got a little dusting this afternoon, so it's pretty for the holidays. My kids were jumping for joy when it started coming down, and they were quite disappointed when it stopped after just the dusting we got.
Yeah. Well, so now the kids aren't getting last season's unsold Trailer Trash merch again this year, are they?
You know, they put up such a fight after that last year. Getting, you know, 5 copies of the same CD is not the same as getting 5 different toys.
Yeah.
They just didn't go for it.
Yeah. So what is the Jingle Stick?
Oh, it's a Ford hubcap on the end of a long pole, and it's got a bunch of bells attached to it, and it sits in a little concrete mounting bucket we have on the stage, and people come up and they shake it, hopefully in time with the music. Everybody takes a turn as they wish, and they come up and shake the Jingle Stick for one of our songs during the show, and it's actually more popular than the band, I think. They hear about the Jingle Stick and then they say, oh, there's a band as well, and you know, there we go. But yeah, it's that seems to be the highlight of the Christmas shows, is to come down and shake the Jingle Stick, and a better marketing gimmick we've never had.
Wow, cool. Tim O'Regan from the Jayhawks is listed as an honorary bell ringer on this new Nutcrackers album.
Oh, he certainly is. Yeah, Tim is an old friend of ours. Actually, Tim is living in my old apartment.
Oh, wow.
I moved out, Tim moved in, and we're all good pals. And yeah, Tim came in, rang some bells, and just Tim brings a sense of calm, and he has a lot of mojo, that guy. He's a good presence in the room. He makes everything happy and calm, and he's just a wonderful guy.
Now, so what are some of your favorite Christmas records besides your own?
Oh, you know, when I was growing up, I have no idea why this had such an effect on me, but I used to love this crazy Robert Shaw Chorale record when I was a kid, just because the people on the front all looked like my family, but everybody had rosy lips. It was kind of a Technicolor kind of record cover.
Yeah.
Very, very, very colorized, I guess you'd say. And I just loved looking at that when I was like 5 years old. I loved looking at that record cover. And then I found there was good music inside there. And then there was another one called The Bells of Christmas by Eddie Dunstetter, or some crazy organ or bell record that I just, for some reason, when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old, loved listening to.
So
those two, I found copies of them over the years, because, of course, you know, with family stuff, when something belongs to somebody in the family, you never see it again.
Sure.
You know, somebody moves out and the record is gone. So, but yeah, they still sound pretty good to me, oddly enough. Of course, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ah, of course, yes. No, I don't. Have you done any of the Charlie Brown stuff on the Trailer Trash records?
We haven't. We use it as kind of in the same way. We actually slipped Sugar Plum Fairies, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, onto the record, and we use the Charlie Brown Christmas theme in the same way. It's kind of, you know, when we're looking at each other blankly, trying to figure out what song we're going to play next, because we haven't ever used the set list. You know, we try to keep the show snappy, but occasionally there's that 15 seconds, and that's when John Duncan, our keyboard player, will start playing the Peanuts, the Snoopy dance thing.
Ah, yes.
You know, and or else, you know, a fractured version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies or something like that.
Well, I mean, Charles Schulz is from Minnesota too, so you got that going too.
Absolutely, St. Paul. We've all been past his house, and we played many times at a bar called O'Gara's that used to be where his father's barbershop was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, does everybody there dance like the kids in the Peanuts? You know, they have that sort of, you know, they go to one side and then they go to the other side, flopping their head over.
You know, I don't know. Charles Schulz must have lived in another Twin Cities, because we're all Scandinavians here, and I just can't see Scandinavians dancing like that. Although I guess if they do the traditional thing, they kind of dance like that. But I wish I could dance like those kids and make those swirls around their legs as they're moving. You know,
yeah.
They're moving so fast and dancing so crazy. But, you know, once in a while, if the night gets a little carried on, we'll eventually get that out of people.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, if you were to see Trailer Trash at a summertime show, what's the chance of you doing a Golden Earring cover?
Oh, probably pretty slim. We really have a hard time muscling out a Christmas song during the summer. You know, about the most we'll pull out is maybe if somebody's in the mood for a polka, we'll pull out the Snowbird Polka because it kind of translates. But we're pretty reluctant to pull out the Christmas material because we really have to feel it. And when the trees are green and the grass is high, it's really hard to play a Christmas song, I find.
Yeah, well, the Reindeer Love, the Golden Earring sort of cover on this new record was insanely inspired, I thought.
We've had a new bass player playing with us for about the last 5 years, and he has brought in so many great things. He brought in the Backdoor Santa that's on that record, and he has been writing and researching and just been bringing in so much fabulous material for the Christmas shows. I got to hats off to Dave for that. So, yeah, I love that. You know, and I don't even know if he knows the real words of the song. I think he might only know his own words. But, you know, if somebody asked for Radar Love, we might be able to pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could make them up, sure.
Sure, yeah, we'll make up some new words to Radar Love for the summer.
Well, I think my favorite song off the new record's got to be I've Shopped Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that is really good. That was a genius on the part of Nate Dungan, our band leader. He came up with that out of nowhere, and wow, it has just become one of our most popular live songs. People go nuts because he can deliver those lyrics that fast live, and after he gets done spitting out that third verse, usually there's a big cheer from the audience. I'm always amazed that he can keep it together, and I've never seen him screw it up.
Wow. Although, you know, I got to say, I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't have a verse in there dedicated to all the great Minneapolis record stores.
Oh, I suppose. You know, I know Nate's motive, but, you know, I think he was trying to point out something more crass, you know, commercial in our society. And I think he felt great respect for our great Minneapolis record stores like Electric's Fetus and Treehouse Records and those sorts of places.
There's probably not very much that rhymes with Or Folk Joke Opus.
No, it would have to be somehow just, you know, sort of the, you know what, Ozzy rhymes Black Masses with Black Masses in that Black Sabbath song.
Yeah.
It would have to be like that. We'd have to rhyme Or Folk Joke Opus with Or Folk Joke Opus.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks a lot for taking time out in this busy season, Dan, and chatting with us.
Well, thanks for playing our record, and I'm so glad that people up there, I hope people up there appreciate it. I know you do, and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and maybe we'll make it up to Winnipeg someday.
I sure hope so. Yeah, we'll have to try and set something up for next Christmas. That would be great, get you guys up here.
Let's talk about it.
I'll put some bugs in some people's ears, and yeah, we'll do something. We'll see what we can do.
Awesome.
All right. We're going to start up a classic rock Christmas with Reindeer Love from the new record, Nutcrackers. And ho, 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 and best of the season to you and all yours and all like that.
Thank you, Stu. Merry Christmas to you and all of Winnipeg.
All right. Well,
okay.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
jersey of the man in red. When she gets lonely, she just brings her jingle stick. She is the medicine to cure my Christmas itch. Step on the Santa, wow! We've got a thing that's called reindeer love. We'll hear it ring in the sky. Reindeer love. Please, liquor bar pass under my feet. The joint is jumping, this I know. But my baby got a date on my North Pole. When she gets lonely, she just brings her jingle stick. She is the medicine to cure my Christmas itch. Step on the Santa, wow. We've got a thing that's called reindeer love. I hear it ring in the sky. Reindeer love. Seaboard breaking day. Air Force One, get out of my way. 2,000 miles left to go till I'm trimming my baby's missile.